The verse is in English. O lotus eye, first we say our obeisances. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityaname Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vajarine Vaiveshesha Sunyavani Bhaskacare Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Jaya Janya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. The verse in English and then in your language. Tvayam bhujaksha kilasat vadam nisamadina veshita sheta saike tvatparapotena mahatkritena kurvanti govatsa padam bhavaptim. O lotus-eyed Lord, by concentrating one's meditation on your lotus feet, which are the reservoir of all existence, and by accepting those lotus feet as the boat by which to cross the ocean of nescience, one follows in the footsteps of Mahajanas, great saints, sages and devotees. By this simple process, one can cross the ocean of nations as easily as one steps over the hoof print of a calf.
O lotosoliki gospodine, usređujući svoj um na meditaciji na tvoja lotosova stopala, riznicu sveg postojanja i prihvaćajući ta lotosova stopala kao čamac kojim se može preći preko oceana neznanja, osoba slijedi stope Mahađana, velikih svetica, mudraca i bhakta. Tim jednostavnim procesom može preći ocean neznanja tako lako kao što bi prešlo preko otiska tempel papka.
Yes. We are here in Zada where there are many boats.
Mi smo nalazimo se u Zadru gdje ima puno čamaca ili brodova.
Did you know that the Lord has been called Tripota Jagat, that is the boat of salvation from the three spheres of the material world.
Da li ste znali da se Krishna zove Tripota Jagat, odnosno gospodar koji spašava iz tri predjela materijalnog svijeta?
What are the three spheres of the material world?
Koja su to tri predjela materijalnog svijeta?
Bhuvaha, svaha. These are the lower planets, the middle planetary systems, and the upper planetary systems.
Niži planetarni sistemi, srednji planetarni sistemi i viši planetarni sistemi.
The verse says that by meditating about these three, the lotus feet of the Lord, you and accepting the lotus feet of the Lord as one's boat or shelter, one can cross to the kingdom of God.
I ovdje je rečeno da meditirajući na lotosu stopala gospodina možemo preći ocean materijalne egzistencije.
When do you meditate about someone?
Kad meditiramo na nekog?
I will give you the French word when you meditate about someone.
Daću vam francusku riječ.
L'amour, you understand what this means? It sounds like the real word.
Yeah.
Lubov is not as expressive.
Ljubav nije možda toliko izražena kao
amore, they say in Italian.
Amore, kako kažu u Italiji. Yeah.
Then there is intense concentration there.
Onda postoje intenzivna koncentracija.
Now, I would like to hint out to you that we in Krishna consciousness try to follow the path of bhakti, which is translated as loving devotional service.
Mi u svjesnosti Krishne pokušavamo slijediti put bhakti koji je preveden kao predano služenje s ljubavlju.
This loving devotional service is something which is very natural mahojvala to every condition, so to every soul.
To predano služenje s ljubavlju je nešto što je potpuno prirodno za svaku dušu.
This is the essential quality of the heart to love.
To je esencijalna ili najbitnija kvaliteta srca da voli.
Now in the material world we have a problem that this stream of love, this river of love, becomes diverted to material objects.
Materijalni svijet je problem u tome što je taj potok ili rijeka ljubavi usmjerena prema materijalnim objektima.
It's ultimately love of Godhead, this phenomena.
Taj fenomen je stvari ljubav prema Bogu.
But when it becomes, for instance, directed on money, this extreme feeling of affection, then it turns into greed.
I recimo, ako se ta iznimna privrženost usmjeri prema novcu, onda postaje pohlepa.
And if it becomes diverted on caring for other humans, being, it becomes compassion.
I ako bude usmjerena prema brizi za druga ljudska bića, onda se naziva samilost.
And when this love becomes diverted on a woman or a mushkatsky, then it turns often into, I believe, pohlepo, lust, požuda.
A ako je usmjerena prema muškarcima, odnosno ženama, onda se naziva požuda.
This is what the romantic feeling which we in the world know as lubav. However, in its pure form, that is something which only goes to God.
That
stream. An army comes. Hari Bo Saraswati. Dobro došli. Now let us see what will we do with this army. Shri Hari Ji. Dobro došli. Please sit and be shanti. So it's really a very nice project in our lives to somehow come in contact with this pure stream.
To je jako važan projekt u našem životu, da na neki način dođemo u kontakt s tim čistom strujom ljubavi.
So that we can again feel love of Godhead.
Tako bismo ponovo mogli osjetiti ljubav prema Bogu.
I always think it's like deep in the heart there is a stream flowing.
Uvijek osjećam da u duboko u srcu postoje ta struja, taj potok koji teče.
I don't know if you know, I just also recently learned that in Brazil there are these undercurrent rivers, very beautiful rivers, who flow maybe 15 meters under the earth for an area of 300 kilometers.
Tek sam nedavno saznao, na primjer u Brazilu postoje rijeke koje na 15 metara ispod zemlje u stvari teku.
Yeah, divers are sometimes taking ropes and going down, and then they dive for hours in these tunnels which are dug by these beautiful rivers, which has very nice You know, very interesting paradise for divas if you are a diva.
Roni, ja ti recimo za Rona i onda Rona, Rona kroz te riječne tunele pod zemljom i to je poput raja za Roni.
So in our hearts is also such a deep river of love, and it's very interesting for someone who is interested in love to just dive into this.
I u našem srcu se nalazi takva jedna struja, takva jedna rijeka i to je jako zanimljivo za onog koji hoće duhovne.
Can you imagine in Brazil? What it must be so fascinating to be in the, you know, with this fish and then some rock formations and opal and you know opal, opalski and so on. Everything is there. No, it's fascinating, Mahajwala. Dragulski. It's extremely fascinating. Especially if you bring some light with you.
Yeah.
It's a different world. I have seen photos with my own eyes.
To je totalno drugi svijet, vidio sam vlastitim očima slike.
Yes, when Gaura Hari was not looking, I was looking at the photos. Yes. That is when you can somehow find that stream of love in your heart.
Na taj način mi isto možemo pronaći tu struju ljubavi.
It's much more interesting than what we feel in this world for human beings.
I to je mnogo zanimljivije nego ono što mi osjećamo u ovom svijetu.
We meditate about Krishna.
Meditiramo na Krishna.
His pastimes and many, many qualities.
Njegove zabave, mnoge kvalitete, odlike.
And this gives the greatest possible joy to the soul.
To daje najveće moguće zadovoljstvo duši.
When the river leaves the plain of the jewels and comes up, then it's quite boring, you know. Some stones are there, what else, and some sound, finished.
Rijeka tako izađe iz podzemlja i dođe na površinu, onda nije, već je malo dosadno kamen, vode.
So, when our love becomes superficial and directed to the things, it's not so interesting, believe me. Although the Matajis have difficulty to believe this, yes.
Kad naša ljubav postane takva, na neki način umjetna i površna, onda nije toliko zanimljiva, vjerujte mi, možda će imati malo poteškoće shvatiti.
It is maybe difficult from our own worldly experience, judging from our own worldly experience, but if you go into spiritual experiences, my dear devotees, it's much better than this boring material life.
I može izgledati sasvim drugačije iz perspektive naših materijalnog gledanja, ali u stvari to je mnogo, mnogo zanimljivo.
You will feel sex life is such an effort, hard work for nothing.
I onda ćete imati osjećaj da je seksualni život takav napor, teški rad, ni za šta.
Just such an effort for nothing.
Takav napor, ni za šta.
You will feel it's really a waste of time. In comparison. So this river of Krishna prema to detect that is the purpose of human life. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that this river will bring us into the kingdom of God. Bhaktyamang abhijanati javanya shasmi tatvataha chaktvadeham punaja. Oops, that is not that belongs to another verse. It says, only by bhakti, by this river of bhakti, can you enter the kingdom of God.
Rečeno je da samo rijekom bhakti možemo dostići ljubav prema Bogu.
Sometimes it is said that the stream of bhakti comes from the Lord. It flows deep in the heart of everyone, and then it goes back to the Lord. Please imagine, Ida, you could go into this river. That would be fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah?
Dharma Gupta, imagine you could dive into this river. This river would bring you to the kingdom of God. Even the Shingi has a mobile phone. I cannot believe my eyes. Even the Shingi. I did not know. You have surprised me with your technological advancement. Hare Krishna. So, now to get into this stream, what do we have to do, Prabhus? Are you ready to listen to this? Do you find it is an important subject? Will you give?
No.
In the bathroom. Is it done, or would you like the assistance of someone who is more technical than you?
Yes.
No problem, Nishingi. It's a very, your handy is not from this world. Hare Krishna. Shalom si. So, what is necessary, my dear devotees, is to develop what is called ekanti bhakti.
Ono što je potrebno je razviti ono kako se naziva ekanti bhakti.
Ekanti bhakti means it is focused on Krishna only.
Ekanti bhakti znači da je usmjereno samo na Krishna.
What this means, if you love something else, then it's not the real love. Once there was a king and his wife meditating, and the king realized in this meditation, I really don't love my wife, the queen. And he told her, I found out that there's a problem in our relationship. I don't love you. Now this king did not love someone else, but imagine he would have said, I really love someone else.
Taj kralj nije volio nikoga drugog, ali zamislite da je rekao, ja u stvari volim neku drugu.
If this is not addressed and corrected, then you cannot have a relationship if this is there.
Ako se nešto tako događa i ako se to pravilno ne bavimo tim, onda to.
So for when you want to develop love of Godhead and you love something else, then that is not defined as love of Godhead.
I ako želimo razviti ljubav prema Bogu, onda volimo nešto drugo, to se ne definira kao ljubav prema Bogu.
It's not the real thing. What does this mean for us who always fall in love left and right? It means we should see also our husband and our wives as part of Krishna.
To znači da bismo trebali našeg muža, odnosno našu ženu vidjeti kao dijelić Krishna.
And we may experience that human feeling of love and affection. That is not wrong.
I možemo iskusiti taj ljudski osjećaj ljubavi i privrženosti.
But we, if you want to have love of Godhead, it should not overshadow the real this ekanti bhakti.
Želimo imati ljubav prema Bogu, onda ta ljubav prema bližnjima ne bi trebala zasjeniti ekanti bhakti ljubav prema bližnjima.
But in a spiritual relationship you would engage with your partner in the service of Krishna.
Jer u takvom odnosu mi bi se trebali s našim partnerom uključiti u službu Krishna.
Yes. That is not always easy, as you know, who are in relationships.
To nije uvijek lako, kao što znate vi koji ste u takvim odnosima.
But believe me, the scriptures all say, only then you will have a spiritual relationship, and it will be, how do you say, favorable for your progress in your life.
Ali Pisci kaže da samo ćemo tada imati duhovni odnos i to će biti povoljno za naš život.
Now to develop this ekanti bhakti, you need to do something like which is described by Lord Krishna as vyasa yatmika. You need to concentrate your atmika, your thinking and your personality on Krishna.
Da bismo to postigli, trebamo napraviti nešto što se zove vyasa yatmika, što znači da trebamo usmjeriti našu osobnost na meditaciju na Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada would always say that give this one life to Krishna. He would say this to us disciples.
Prabhupada bi često rekao, dajte ovaj jedan život Krishna.
This is something like ekantika bhakti.
To je nešto poput ekantika bhakti.
Yes, this is what brings us to success in our spiritual practice.
To je ono što nas dovodi do uspjeha u našoj duhovnoj praksi.
This requires also some determination. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us a story on determination. He speaks of the little sparrow who lost her eggs to the ocean. The sparrow had put her eggs on the banks of the ocean, and the waves of the ocean rolled over these banks, and they were tearing the eggs into the waters of the ocean. The sparrow mother was very frustrated. She decided that she would dry out the ocean by taking water with its little beak and putting it somewhere else.
Ona odlučila da će isušiti ocean svojim malim kljunom i da će nositi vodu negdje dalje.
This was seen by Narada Muni, who was on his way to Krishna to give him a report of his preaching activities.
To je vidio Narada Muni koji je bio na putu prema Krishna, gdje treba dati svoj izvještaj o propovjedačkim aktivnostima.
And he told Krishna about this tremendous determination of the sparrow mother who was prepared to dry out the ocean if the ocean would not return its eggs.
I onda je pričao tu priču o ženi vrapcu koja je bila toliko odlučna da vrati svoje jaja, da je bila spremna isušiti ocean, a to je on ne bude vratio.
Imagine this determination, please.
Zamislite tu odlučnu.
What an effort to dry out an ocean. Hare Krishna. So when Lord Krishna heard this, he ordered Garuda to help the sparrow. Garuda came down there and he threatened the ocean. He said, if you don't return the eggs, I will dry you out.
I onda je došao Garuda i zaprijetio ocijana i rekao, ako ne vratiš jaja, e onda ću te ja isušiti.
And to just give a demonstration of its strength, Garuda just took the wings and went like this.
I samo da bi pokazao svoju snagu, na krilima je samo ovako napravio.
And a huge, like a new country was created by the dust which came into the ocean.
I mogu bi se reći da je cijela zemlja stvorena prašinom koja je odnešena u ocean.
I was in that country. That's where Ahmedabad is today.
Ja sam bio u toj zemlji, to je zemljom gdje je danas Ahmedabad.
It's very powerful.
Jako moćno.
When the ocean understood that there was help for the sparrow, the ocean was quick to return the eggs.
I onda kad je ocean shvatio da će vrabac dobiti pomoć, onda on zvuči da će ipak
So this is determination in spiritual life. That you say, somehow or other, I will reach my goal. I will not really go for anything else. I will give my best effort, even if it is small. And you will see, Krishna will send help. If this determination is present, Krishna will help.
Ako je ta odlučnost prisutna, Krishna će pomoć.
That's his nature.
To je njegova priroda.
When he sees that a devotee really wants something, Krishna will help.
I kad on vidi da bhakta stvarno želi nešto, onda će pomoć.
100% Luka.
100%.
It's just that he wants to see the determination.
On jednostavno želi vidjeti tu odlučnost.
And this fixedness.
I tu ufiksiranost.
A kanti bhakti.
Kanti bhakti.
Now I will just make a small pause now for you.
Napraviću malu pauzu za vas.
At this moment the children are peaceful, isn't it? Even Sri Hari? Very good. I'm feeling, because this is my only class in Zada, we need full concentration. Especially because we speak about Ekanti Bhakti, you know, the fixedness. Our subject almost demands our full concentration, because it is about this Ekanti Bhakti. So I also know that I can't speak to entertain on the level of the children. I'm just not expert enough.
I znam da nisam ekspert koji može govoriti na nivou koji bi bio zanimljiv djeci.
So when the children become restless, I request you that you kindly help them to go to a place where they can play around.
Ja, kad ih postanu uznemireni, onda vas porazno molim da ih odvedete na mjesto gdje oni se mogu mirno.
At the same time, it's good if the children are there, because it's nice if they can hear the spiritual sound vibration.
S druge strane, je jako dobro da su djeca tu, zato što onda mogu čuti duhovnu vibraciju.
I'm always in a dilemma.
Uvijek sam u dilemi.
But I would request you today to bring the children somewhere when they become restless.
Zamolite kad djeca postanu uznemirena da ih odvedemo do.
Maybe to their parents, they can help with the kitchen.
Možda mogu pomoći u kuhinji.
And then they can then you can return.
Onda se možete vratiti.
So let us try to let us see how it develops.
Vidimo kako će se odvijeti.
Shri Hari, voila puno. But Mataji, please return when you have... Saraswati, maybe some kitchen work. Haribo. Now the moment a devotee becomes determined and wants to find the stream of bhakti, the stream which comes from the spiritual world goes through his heart and returns to the spiritual world, something wonderful happens.
Struju koja dolazi iz duhovnog svijeta, prolazi kroz srce bhakti, vraća se nazad u duhovni svijet, nešto predivno se počne događati.
Krishna personally will send the devotees some signs.
Krishna će osobno poslati bhaktama znak.
These signs are signs to of his reciprocation.
To su znakovi njegovog uzvraćanja.
He will show, I'm not indifferent to your endeavors, my dear devotee.
I on će pokazati da nije neutralno prema našim naporima.
I have seen and I appreciate that you want to come back to me. And he shows this. Do you know the miseries of one-sided love? You love or you appreciate, but there is no reciprocation from the other person, that then you are very insecure. Does this have a future, what I'm getting into?
Volimo nekoga i cijenimo ga, i onda nema uzročana s druge strane, onda se pitam, jer to uopće, šta je to?
So Krishna knows that for the devotee to feel secureness, or some security in his life, he will need to send some signs of reciprocation.
Krishna zna za Bhaktu da bi osjećao sigurnost u svom životu, neophodno da on pošalje znakove uzročene.
But you know, we have to learn to read the signs.
Ono što je važno, mi trebamo učiti čitati te znakove.
One sign usually is that he sends us devotees.
Jedan od znakova je obično da nam pošalje bhakti.
Especially also one devotee, our spiritual master. And through him we get certain impulses. Or inspirations which move us. Sometimes they also agitate our heart a little, because we need to be shaken out of our trombost. The trombost?
Yeah.
Tromost.
Yes.
I learned this word yesterday. Tromost. So we need to really, it takes sometimes these signs are very small. You need to really want to read the signs. You need to really train yourself a little bit.
Moramo se istrenirati u tome.
Do you know when you go into the nature, you know, you can see from which direction is the wind coming, what does this mean now?
Kao kad idemo u prirodu i onda znamo iz kojeg smjera puše vjetar, onda što to može značiti.
You look in someone's face and you see, oops, there's this sign. As I become older, I begin to look very much in my environment for signs. Gaura Hari can tell you, I see so many things which he does not see. Have you noticed that this is there? What is this? Why is this not there? And sometimes it's disturbing me, but I know I have to train my perspective.
Može vam Gaura Hari posvjedočiti, ja ponekad vidim neke stvari koje on ne vidi. Aha, zašto je ovo ovdje, zašto je ovo ovako? Ali moramo.
Because the Lord sends his sign in a sign language which no grubi osoba can understand. And we are all grubi osobas, mostly. Hare Krishna, I hope you are not offended. But it takes a little to also connect with the Lord in the heart. It takes a little.
Da bi se povezali sa gospodinom u srcu, to treba neko vrijeme.
The Bhagavatam says that you can see that there is a soul in your heart, just like a gold searcher can see by certain symptoms. Here's gold. He is for sure God. I see by the trees, by the mountains. Here is God. I know.
Srimad Bhagavatam je dato usporedba kako možemo vidjeti gospodina srcu baš kao što, znakove da je gospodina srcu baš kao što se može onaj koji je u potrazi za zlatom po nekim naznakama trveću ili nečemu što raste može znati da je sad dolje zlato.
You wouldn't be able to read the signs and would maybe continue to sell olives to become rich without digging for the gold, which is just there.
I mi možda ne bi ni primijetili te znakove i dalje bi ono prodavali možda masline ono da bi preživjeli, a u stvari ne bi kopali da izvamo zlato.
Hare Krishna. Many of us are like this. We do so much work, so much things without seeing from the signs of Krishna the way we should go.
Mnogi od nas stvari rade na takav način, rade one stvari koje izgledam trebalo, u stvari ne rade ono što nam, za što nam gospodin daje znakom.
Also Krishna will help his devotee that the stream of Krishna consciousness will start to stream in his heart.
I Krishna će pomoći bhakti da taj struja svjesnosti Krishna počne trujati kroz njegovo srce.
It was so long damped.
Predugo je ostalo ustajalo.
Yeah, it didn't move.
Nije se kretalo.
But now all of a sudden we find in our heart the desire, I want to serve Krishna.
I sad odjednom u srcu nalazimo želju, želim služiti Krishna.
Don't stop when this desire comes. This is a very good sign that Krishna has helped you.
I nemojte prestati kad se ta želja pojavi. To je jako dobar znak.
Find out how you can serve Krishna.
Trebamo pronaći način kako da služimo Krishna.
What could be your contribution?
Što može biti naš doprinos?
Yes. What you also will see when Krishna blesses you and sends you a sign, that is that obstacles which were previously so difficult for you to overcome are just being pushed away, out of your way.
I ono što možemo primijeniti kad nas Krishna blagoslovi i pošalje nam takve znakove, da prepreke koje smo do tada imali i smatrali smo da su nepremostive, jednostavno će biti uklonjene.
This is a sign you're on the right path.
To je znak da smo na dobrom putu.
Please read the sign and appreciate the sign as a, that Krishna is helping me.
Čitite znakove i primijetite da mi Krishna pomaže.
Yes. It is said, O Lord, you are Sakala Dvanta Vinashaka, the destroyer of the darkness of ignorance, specifically for your devotees.
I onda je rečeno da je Krishna uništavala tame neznanja, pogotovo za svoje bhakte.
There is an incident in the Ramayana how the Lord once displayed the Sakala Dvanta Vinashaka, this destroyer of the darkness of ignorance, how he used this quality.
Ima primjer iz Ramayana kako je jednom tu svoju odliku Krishna iskoristio tu odliku da uklanja tamu neznanja.
You might know in the battle for Sita, Indrajit, the son of the dark lord, or the lord of the darkness, Ravan, attacked the monkey army with heavy serpent weapons.
Možda znate u borbi za Situ, Indrajit, sin tamnog kralja Ravane, je napao vojsku gospodina Ramachandre sa zmijskim oružjem.
Oh, it was such bad magic.
To je bila tako loša magija.
It was so srine. So srine. Dark.
Yes. Tako crno, crno magija.
Oh, crno. I never learned this language. Becoming always so discouraged when I try. Crno, it was so crno.
Yes.
Extremely crno. Yes.
Jako crno.
And everyone went down and fell into a coma, including Lakshman.
I svi su pali praktično u komu, uključujući i Lakshmana.
The fight was over.
I borba je završena.
We all were lying in a coma.
Svi su tako u komi ležali.
And these dark, beautiful snakes were just around them, binding them and hissing.
Te tamne, predivne zmije su ih u stvari ono držale zarobljene i ono siktale oko njih.
Only one personality was not affected.
Samo jedna osoba nije bila pod tim uticajem.
Lord Rama himself.
Gospodin Ramachandra.
He ordered Garuda, come.
On je naredio Garudu da dođe.
You are the natural enemy of the snakes.
Ti si prirodni neprijatelj zmija.
And Garuda came. And as soon as the snake saw this, these beautiful dark snakes. And they had to flee away. Yes, because Garuda, snakes for breakfast. So this is an illustration of the Lord's quality to take away the obstacles of his devotees.
I to je primjer odlike gospodina gdje oduzima prepreke svojih bhakti.
We are so often in the shadow of Maya, the cold shadow of Maya, where we become so dull and so uninspired and uninspiring.
Tako često se nalazimo to je mračni sjeni Maje gdje smo tupi
tupi, yes, so tupi, yes.
Inspirirajući za druge.
Tupi, you have said the right word, Govindananda. This is the word just to be used in this context. So then on the order of the Lord, he takes away this darkness.
I onda gospodin dođe i odnese tu tamo.
It's a sign of the Lord.
To je znak,
gospodin. It's a reciprocation.
To je znak uzvraćanja.
When you have your bright days, no, it is due to Krishna.
Kad imamo svoje svijetle dane, to znači da je to zahvaljujući Krishna.
The comatose situation of Maya has gone away.
Komatozna situacija Maya je nestala.
And Krishna usually uses his servant, like Garuda in this example, to do that.
I Krishna obično iskoristi svog slugu za to, kao ovaj primjer Garuda.
Krishna, yes. So, in this little morning lecture, I wanted to tell really two things. That we have to somehow free the river of love of Krishna in our heart. Let it flow. But we need to show Krishna our determination.
Mi trebamo pokazati Krishna našu odlučnost.
Yayas, yayatmika, buddhi, our intelligence must start to work in this direction.
Trebamo iskoristiti yayatmika, buddhi, naša inteligencija treba raditi u tom smjeru.
Please don't use your intelligence only how to earn money.
Nemojte molim vas koristiti samo svoju inteligenciju samo za to kako zaraditi novac.
And then when you start your bhakti life, your sarana, you somehow it will work.
Hare Krishna.
No, make an intelligent plan how you can become a real devotee of Krishna.
Ne trebamo napraviti inteligentan plan kako da postanemo pravi bhakti Krishna.
It's very important.
Jako važno.
Then when you make an intelligent plan like that, Krishna sees your determination. And then he sends help. For sure.
Hundred percent.
And these are when you see the helping hands of the Lord in your life, you should know these are the reciprocations.
I kad vidimo ruku koja je uzvraćana, ruku gospodina koja je uzvraćana, trebamo znati da je to došlo do razmjene.
My dear devotee, I am there.
Dragi moj bhakta, ja sam tu.
I watch you.
Gledam te.
I know that you are in the material world and it's not always easy for you.
Znam da se nalaziš u materijalnom svijetu, da ti nije uvijek lako.
But I am prepared to help.
Ali spreman sam ti pomoći.
I have seen you are giving some effort to this.
Vidim da se trudiš.
You give your best.
Vidim da daš sve od sebe.
Now I also will give effort for your deliverance.
sad ću i ja se potruditi za to oslobođenje.
This is what goes on in Krishna's mind.
To se odvija u Krishna.
He has this quality, you know.
On ima tu odliku.
Sakala dvanta vinashana, he destroys this darkness of ignorance in our life, this tupkuness or tupkiness or tubutski or tupas.
To je ta odlika posvojena, sakala dvanta vinashana, ta odlika da ukrana tamo neznanje iz našeg srca.
Now the best way really to show Krishna that we want him.
Najbolji način da pokažemo Krishna da ga želimo.
Is something very beautiful. It's very secret.
Je nešto jako lijepo, ali vrlo tajno.
The Lord says in his own words that he is present where devotees engage in kirtan.
Krishna kaže da se nalazi svugdje tamo gdje su bhakte uključene u njegov kirtan.
We will have on Saturday a Nam Yagya in Zagreb.
Subotu ćemo imati Nam Yagyu u Zagrebu.
Please try to come.
Molim vas pokušajte doći.
It will be wonderful.
Biće predivno.
The Lord will certainly come.
Gospodin će sigurno doći.
He will just appear in our midst.
Pojavit će se među nama.
And we will feel it.
I osjećat ćemo to.
Yes. We just had one Nam Yagya in Sarajevo.
Prvo smo imali jednu Nam Yagyu u Sarajevo.
And it was very wonderful experience for us.
Nahang
tishtami Vaikunthi, the Lord says. I am not present in Vaikuntha. You yoginam hridayesho. I am not even present in the hearts of the yogis. Then where are you? Mat bhakta tatra gayanti. Where my bhaktas do gayantri, do means singing of my glories, tata tishtami Narada. On this place, Narada, I am present.
Tamo gdje moji bhaktas pjevaju moje slave, tamo se nalazim. O Narada.
Please join the Hare Krishna movement, my dear devotees.
Molim vas, priključite se Hare Krishna pokretu, dragi moji
bhaktas. That means we come experts in chanting. You are invited, Marayandi. Finally, every one of us should join. It's a scandal that we are not yet joined. It's not a sign of great qualification of being special that we have not joined the obvious.
Nije to znak neke velike kvalifikacije da se nismo pridružili onom što je već gledano.
This movement is going on where the chanting of the holy names is going on with great affection and earnestness.
I ovaj pokret se kreće ondje gdje je pjevanje svetog imena se odvija sa velikom privrženošću i iskrenošću.
Hare Krishna. I'm very sorry when I say such things. I think you know it's just in good intention. I don't want to offend anyone. I know. I know. I know that you are very sincere souls, but I want to inspire you to finally join the Hare Krishna movement because we need such people as you in our movement. Then we could spread our movement if we would have you in our movement. Wow, we could really change the world if you would join. Hare Krishna. I think I will stop here.
Mislim da ću stati ovdje.
I want to say one last thing to the devotees who are here in Zadar.
Još jednu stvar bih ti reći bhaktama koji su ovdje u Zadru.
Thank you very, very much for your wonderful service of spreading Krishna consciousness here.
Hvala vam puno na vašoj predivnoj službi širenja svjesnosti Krishna ovdje.
Yesterday there were so many nice people. Have you noticed in that audience, it was very, very nice. You, who knew Krishna consciousness?
I jučer je bilo jako finih osoba u publici, ali negdje nisu poznavali sestru Krišnu.
I spoke with one man who went to the Gauranga Bhajan band concerts 10 years ago in Zagreb.
Sretam jednu osobu koja je bila na Gauranga Bhajan bandu prije 13 godina u Zagrebu.
Yes, and I saw so many nice people, young people, mladi osobas. Yeah.
Vidio sam toliko mnogo finih ljudi, mlade osobe.
It's now, of course, we all have to think very seriously how we will help these people to progress further.
Stvarno svi trebamo ozbiljno razmisliti kako ćemo pomoći tim osobama da napreduju dalje.
And in, I spoke with some devotees, and unfortunately I can't remember with whom it was, who from some, not from here, not from the Yugoslavian, previous Yugoslavian area, they've told me of a very nice idea for a follow-up, for follow-up programs.
Razgovarao sam sa nekim baktama, oni nisu sa ovog područja bivše Jugoslavije, ne su spešno gdje, i oni su mi spomenuli jedan jako fini follow-up program koji pomažemo novim ljudima.
They have developed a bhakti yoga course.
Razvili su jedan seminar, odnosno kurs
bhakti yoga. You know, where everything can be learned from step 1, step 10.
Gdje se može sve naučiti u koracima od 1 do 10.
And I heard that the devotees now in Zagreb, two devotees, Dadi Baksha and Gogadatta, are developing such a course. I will speak with them that they could maybe make this course available to all the devotees, and all of you could, wherever you are, could become teachers of the course, and then, you know, our movement would really spread.
Kurs, odnosno seminari, da budu dostupni svim u cijeloj Hrvatskoj, tako da svi možemo da dovoljiti do toga, da se može proširiti pokret.
The philosophical course.
A, filozofski kurs.
The practice course.
A, kurs praktičnog dijela.
Four parts.
Četiri dijela.
Or five parts.
Ili pet dijela.
How to chant the mantras.
Kako izgovarati mantra.
How to mine the jewels in the scriptures.
Kako iskoristiti dragulje u svetih pisama.
Even many devotees don't know how to study and get the really the essence out of the books.
Čak i mnogi bhakti ne znaju kako studirati i dobiti esenciju iz knjige.
Yeah. And then how to, what else? Yeah, things like offering food.
Stvari poput nuđenja hrane.
A crash course in in healthy eating.
Kurs o zdravom jedenju hrane.
People would like this.
Ljudi to volje.
You know, yesterday I told them, please think what you eat. Is this all right? You know, think about it.
Juče sam im rekao, razmislite o tome što je, da mislite da je dobro.
Are you healthy, happy and wise from your food?
Jeste li zdravi, sretni i mudri od vaše hrane.
Or are you just a graveyard? A walking graveyard? I challenged my audience to think a little bit deeper than they usually do about their food.
Da malo dublje razmisle nego što inače razmišljaju o hrani.
But we must give them an alternative.
Ali moramo im dati alternativu.
Many people think, if I don't eat meat, what shall I eat? I will die of starvation.
Mnogi ljudi razmišljaju, ako ne jedem meso, što će onda jesti, umrijeću od gladi.
They don't know. I also thought, I was a little adventurous when I was a young boy, but I thought, I mean, how will it work?
Ja sam isto razmišljao kad sam bio mali, kako bi to funkcioniralo.
I was thinking, but I'm always hungry and I will always think of eating from morning till evening.
Razmišljao sam, bit ću stalno gladan, pa ću razmišljati o jelu cijeli dan.
Now I've noticed the problem is not where will I get the food, is how to say no to all these preparations, you know, that's the problem. Yeah. After all, we cannot have thousands of kilos, you know, that is also not good. Yes.
stotine kila, 300
kila. So the course like this,
takvi kursevi,
I'm actually very inspired to participate, and I will talk with Dadi Baksha and Gadadha if I can see the material and offer some suggestions. I would very much like to do this. And then we could, you know, and we could teach this course in Zadra. First, we would have a teacher training course. And in Split, we can teach it. Sarajevo. Everywhere. Take over the world. That's how these other movements also do this, you know. They just offer courses how you can learn what they ever they have to teach. And how to, and then how to use it for your benefit.
Mm-hmm.
That's very nice, Anantashesha. I want to thank you very much. I know that you put a lot of in this, and even invited young demigoddesses from Ljubljana. This is nice, no? Hare Krishna. Dobro. Do you have any questions? He goes like Madhu Chanda, Prabhu. Madhu Chanda. Finally, I remember.
How to make difference of the signs we are getting? Like, are they coming from Krishna or from Maya?
Kako razlikovati znakove koje dobivamo, da li dolaze od Krishna ili od Maya?
When you become more inspired for service for Krishna, then it's for sure from Krishna. This is the one thing Maya does not do, to inspire someone for Krishna, a service.
Yes.
For surrender. Yes. Maya can inspire you. You think, I'm a great devotee. I have extremely wonderful experiences of Krishna in a threefold bending form. You know.
Yeah, Maya može inspirirati da kažemo ja sam tako fenomenalno sve razumijem potpunosti Krishna njegovom obliku koji je tri mjesta povijen.
Maya takes different forms.
Maya može različite oblike.
She can even come into the temple, no problem. She is a great devotee. But that inspiring you for service and surrender to Krishna, that's not in her plan, that's not in her list to do that trick, you know. Otherwise she has everything. Hare Krishna. What do you think, Mani Manjari? It's an interesting answer, isn't it? She does everything. In the name of Krishna, she will do in the name of Krishna consciousness some tricks with you. Jiva Goswami says, the whole material world is like the experience of a magical theater.
Jiva Goswami kaže da je cijeli materijalni svijet poput iskustva magičnog teatra.
What is the experience of a magical theater? You think it's one thing, but it's really another thing. When the magician comes and sews one person into two halves. Did you ever see this? It really looks as... this was a murder. and I was present. I tolerated it. You know, but it's not. Does anyone know how it works? I don't know. Because it really looks, you have no. They turn the box around here, see, it's all.
It's all right.
Have you seen? Did you know the trick? No, huh? It's not possible to find out the trick. Ivana.
Yesterday.
Good, okay. Olives from yesterday are even better.
When you were doing your experiment with the camera,
yeah.
And then when you started, you said sometimes when you do this experiment, camera flies to the window. What did that mean?
Pitanje je u stvari vezano vjerojatno za lekciju iz Splita, a mi bilo malo što pravi pokus sa termos, god sam jednom trenutku rekao kad termos odmah kroz prozor. Kine vidim splinko nekada zbičuje termos.
What the means, yes. Yesterday we explained that from Bhaktivinoda Thakur that from the spiritual perspective our state in the our being in the material world is a state of inertia, inactivity.
And
inertia describes an object in the state of rest.
Inercija u stvari opisuje objekt koji je u stanju odmaranja ili statičnosti.
Now whenever you want to make this object move, you will have to overcome that inertia, and what that means is you have to overcome a certain resistance. You will encounter resistance.
Ono što se mora dogoditi da bismo pomakli neki objekt koji je statičan je da moramo savladati određeni otpor.
So I said that the same thing happens also when we want to move in our spiritual life, or if someone moves us, then we our first response will be resistance. We don't want. And then I made an experiment. I had my thermos and I pushed it, and in the beginning I couldn't push it because the resistance was too strong.
Jedno sam pokazao primjer sa termosbocom i u početku sam kada sam gurao nisam je mogao tako gurati ili davalo snažan otpor.
And I had to overcome the resistance with my pushing first.
I onda sam gurajući morao se prvo savladati taj otpor.
And I said that this happens, say, analogous to our situation.
Analogija naše situacije.
Then I mentioned sometimes when I make this experiment, the thermos flies through the window. Ivana, I need your permission to tell the truth of this, why I said like this, because it will be very intense. I said this because my audience up to that state was still sleeping. Their intelligence was not yet awake. So, but when I said that maybe the thermos will soon start flying. Everyone was extremely concentrated. I sometimes do such things, Ivana, because I'm so much frustrated when my audience doesn't think I cannot explain it. In Sarajevo, I almost decided that everyone who comes to a lecture has to pay 20 euros, because when you pay for something, then you are there. But then I looked at our poor devotees and was overwhelmed by compassion. Please forgive me, Ivana. You were thinking maybe there's something. But if you want to look for an analogy, sometimes, you know, when you go to someone and you want to push him, he will explode in your face, you know, he's so much against it. Krishna. Yes, yeah.
Was like us, and then when you push us,
mm-hmm.
you could be offended.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yes, it's possible. I ako nas neko pokuša pogurati, da ćemo se osjećati povrijeđenim i možemo govoriti.
Thank you so much that you take everything so serious when I say. But my real intention was really to capture the attention. This is something which I encountered in actually a very interesting point. Sometimes we disciples of Prabhupada interpreted so much in every single move of Srila
Prabhupada.
And when he was asked and he heard it, he just smiled and said, no, it's just... it happens when someone has great appreciation for someone else. Yeah. And then it's good to ask. I know one devotee. I wanted to tell the devotee that, my dear devotee, you really have to think deeply about your spiritual advancement, and you really, it's an embarrassing fact, you are on a neophyte platform of your spiritual life. But the devotee understood it, I'm the most advanced person. Because my case is so serious. It must mean that I'm very advanced. My fever is so high. I'm a high class devotee. Hare Krishna. So I will have to tell the devotees that there was a mistake in thinking. Hare Krishna. Okay. So with your permission, I will stop here. I think Anantasesha Prabhu has cooked some, has lovingly cooked some prasadam for all of us. Is this true? Good. And after the then we will go to Zagreb and make one day a pause. Of course, there is no real pause in a traveling preacher's life. It means email, reading. And dentist. But Friday we will continue our program in Friday evening. Yeah. So I wish you all the best. And vidimo se. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.